Listening, I certainly felt like the big guns are out, and it's like, whoa, okay. And and then I was and I was I continued with a thought of, well, then why don't I wake up and jump out of bed and be happy? Because it's like this is my creation, and if this is like my paradise, my thought is, when I'm on vacation, I'm also feeling happy, and I
But
guess.
you know why you're doing that, right? You're doing it because you're using the cement wall of the pool to push yourself down the lane.
Yeah.
And so the problem is that when you go on vacation, let's say on the fifth day, the fun begins to fade. Sometimes it's the second day, sometimes it's the end of the first day. And the fun begins to fade because, now we're not talking about the seventh day where the fun begins to sort of amp up, sort of in frantic, like, oh my God, drink now, eat now, swim now, hike now, ski now, because tomorrow we must go back to work. When you are in that middle place where it's not time to go back to work yet, but you've been far enough away from work to where there's not much of a contrast anymore to push against, then it's kind of boring. That's why, you go on vacation and you rent a house, and there's a folder in the house that says, here are all the 17,433 really fun things to do around here. Because you've got to get busy doing things to stay occupied and keep having fun. Now, this is very oversimplified, and it obviously doesn't apply to everyone. But the reason why we're saying this is that to answer your question, why don't I jump out of bed and be happy every morning like I do when I'm on vacation? Is because one, you think that what you're waking up to is more work
Yeah.
and the stress of work. Because really, that's sort of the problem with work. Look, someone wrote recently something that Frank read where they said, if everybody did it what they wanted, then who would collect the trash? Well, probably we have no idea, and we're not suggesting there's some sort of utopian ideal because this is all constructed reality. But just for the sake of argument, probably the people who would collect trash are the same kind of people who are doing what is called dumpster diving now. They want to see what you threw away. They'll be happy to go pick up your garbage, to go find what you left there for them. Who will do the dirty work? Well, there's an entire series of television shows that is devoted to people doing dirty work. And they seem to be having an awful fun time doing it. And they'll tell you all sorts of reasons. I like to go down to the sewers because I want to see what's hidden. Or I like to dig through the garbage because I want to see what people threw away. Or I just think it's fascinating to watch a corpse, lay there on a table while I cut into it and see what happened. You may not want to do that. You may not want to go into the sewer. You may not want to go through the trash. But someone does. Now, we're not saying this because, again, we think there's some sort of utopian ideal where your culture can operate in this non-contrast sort of way because there is no such thing as all these things. But within that construct, within that illusion, you can still realize that there are plenty of reasons to be up and doing things without ever having to once work. Maybe what we should have called this series of conversations, maybe it should actually be called How to Not Work.
Yeah.
Or, as we said not too long ago, the problem of working for a living. But even this is not working for a living. We're not even talking about that here. We're talking about the idea of the problem that is the striving and the struggling and the pushing and the pulling and the getting and the making and how it's completely unnecessary. Everything is being handed to you. That doesn't mean you're just going to sit on a couch and eat bonbons. You might, but that's probably not what it means. If you did exactly what you wanted to do, you yourself know, as we've discussed many times, you would probably still be teaching.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, you are doing what it is you want to do.
It's so interesting, the whole construct. It's like, as you're speaking, I'm also thinking, well, you know, when is the last time I really took a vacation? And, you know, as in, you know, that you're going somewhere and it's, you know, sort of what you've been describing. And I think the timing for me, this series is just, once again, perfection for me.
Well, yes, it is. And the reason is because, of course, you called it forth.
Yeah, as I know each person in the who's listening or will listen.
No. Your version of them, however many people are simultaneously participating or how many people will listen to this recording, you don't know anything about them. They're not part of your experience. You don't even know that they exist. It may be just you and one other person in this conversation, maybe two. You have no idea. The point is not that you need to be gracious to them and say, which we know, we understand why you do it culturally. You're doing a thing that we never need to do because we don't give a fuck. And so what you're doing is saying, look, everybody, I know you're there. Hello, creations mine. Aren't you fabulous? You co-created this with me. No, they didn't. You created this. No one is in this workshop but you. You're the only one here.
And that's a much powerful stance. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one thing is it puts the emphasis back on where the emphasis is, which is you. You are the only one that you know anything about.
Yeah.
And that's amazing because now what you can do is using the power of your preferences, sculpt the reality you want.
Yes.
If you want to be in a workshop where it's just a small, intimate group of people who all just have a really good time hanging out together, you can have that. If you want to be, you know, the one who's sitting on the hot seat in front of a crowd of 500, you can do that too. It doesn't matter. And you can switch from one day to the next because there's no permanent construct here.
Yeah.
What's amazing, amazing about all of this is that the reason why you don't jump out of bed is because you think it's more valuable to stay in bed. That there's a benefit to that. And that's good. That's actually really, really good. Because in fact, there is a benefit to staying in bed. There's also a benefit to getting out of bed. There's a benefit in being who you are. And there's a benefit to letting yourself be in this place, at this time, in this way, right here, right now, knowing that as good as all of this is, it's outstanding, it's amazing, it's powerful, and it's going to only get better from here because you are creating it. This is where everything happens. This is where all the magic is.
Yeah.
So.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yes, indeed. Fan-fucking-tastic indeed. So shall we leave you with that?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. And we thank you. A very powerful and delicious conversation indeed.